You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Tune in every Wednesday at 4 p.m. for Team Martech, local professionals serving our community. Listen to a financial advisor, local attorney, independent insurance agent, mortgage broker, realtor, and certified public accountant. They discuss issues and answer questions of interest to you. That's Team Martech, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on WCNO.
St. Lucie Christian is a community-based STEAM school providing science, technology, education, arts, and math programs to students from kindergarten through 12th grade. We are a bully-free zone, have caring and involved instructors, competitive sports, robotics, and Lego programs. We offer busing for all students in St. Lucie County, free meals through the National School Lunch Program, special needs classes, college prep high-tech tracks, athletics, scholarships, and financing is available. Enroll your child today and experience the difference a Christian education can make. St. Lucie Christian, where we inspire minds, empower futures, and change the world.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Paul said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. He said, "We are God's fellow workers." In other words, God has fellow laborers with him, co-laborers. God can't do what he wants to do here unless you're going to get busy. Touch somebody and say, "We better get busy. Stop spinning your wheels. Stop laying around. Stop doing things twice." Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Listen. If you don't work, Jesus don't work. I said, if you don't work, Jesus don't work. You got to be working if the Holy Ghost is going to be working. You got to be preaching if the Holy Ghost is preaching. You got to be laying hands on people and seeing them be healed if the Holy Ghost is going to heal somebody. Praise the Lord. Is everybody all right? Jesus also says this in Luke chapter 10, verse 2. He said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few." There is no shortage of opportunity in the kingdom. There's plenty of opportunity for you. Come on, amen. There's no shortage of opportunity in the kingdom. There's no shortage of people willing to do the will of God. I mean, most churches, when they pray, they pray for the harvest. Lord, send the harvest. We just declare, Lord, that the harvest is coming. Thank you for the harvest. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the harvest. And Jesus said, don't pray for the harvest. There's no shortage of harvest. Pray for the laborers. We need some people to do the will of God. There's plenty of harvest. Come on, amen. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there is no lack of harvest on the Treasure Coast. There's no lack of brokenness. There's no lack of pain. There's no lack of hurting. There's no lack. Come on, somebody help me. There's plenty of people out there that need what you got. So, well, Pastor, it's just so bad out there and so sinful out there. It's just terrible. It's just horrible. It's hard to get out there and be a witness for Jesus. It's just so sin everywhere. Well, my Bible says where sin does abound, grace abounds much more. That means wherever you got a big pocket of sin, there's a bigger pocket of grace. Everywhere you step and you step into an evil presence, on the other side of that evil presence is the presence of the Holy Ghost. Somebody said one time, what's the biggest spirit covering Fort Pierce right now? I said, I know what the biggest spirit is over Fort Pierce. It's the Holy Spirit. Ain't a spirit bigger. Everywhere I go, it goes. Everywhere you go, he goes. You ain't got none of sin ain't got you. Come on, you are the answer for it. You're the cure. You're the miracle cure for a disease that is rotting at the core of humanity. You are the answer to the question. You are the solution to the problem. Don't worry about no sin. You got all the grace you need. Somebody shout grace.
Grace.
You just got to be willing to work. You just got to get up off your donkey and get to work. You thought you had me, didn't you? It is never convenient to change the world. God didn't call you to a life of convenience. It's never convenient to change the world. It's never convenient to impact a generation. It's never convenient to get up early and seek God. It's never convenient to be plugged in every time ministry promotes itself in front of you. It's not convenient. Somebody say it's not convenient. There's no convenient time to live the assignment on your life. That's why the Bible declares that the day of salvation is today. You can't put it off. Oh, somebody say, I got to get to work. So God uses people that were tied, that are tied to their assignment, and they understand how to be in the place that they're supposed to be. Secondly, he uses people that recognize they have been set free to serve in the kingdom. I wonder if I got anybody here ready to serve in the kingdom today. And thirdly, Jesus wanted them to understand that the donkey that was carrying Jesus was demonstrating the fact that blessings and burdens come together. Come on, say it with me. Blessings and burdens come together. I mean, when you hear the word burden, most people think the word burden is something that is depressing, something heavy. And I got to get out from underneath my burden. It's the burden is so hard. And, you know, I've been under this burden. I mean, the burden of sin is hard. But it's not talking about that kind of burden. Come on, amen. Listen to me this morning. The only thing that will move you in life are the things that you have a burden for. Things that you have a hunger for. Things that you have a compassion for. I'm talking about a heart that has been moved by compassion. Listen, you will never reach people that you don't have a burden for. If you can walk out your front door on Thursday morning to pick up your garbage cans after the trash man has come, and not even have the thought run through your head about the neighbor across the street that may or may not know Jesus, can I just say to you, you don't have a burden for your neighborhood. If it doesn't even affect you, whether or not that person may spend eternity in hellfire. If you're just able to live your life completely barricaded from the world that you live in.
You don't have a burden. And you can't get a blessing from God if you don't have a burden. Come on, somebody. Amen. The Bible says Jeremiah was sent to the people of God. And the people of God, they were in a bad place of rebellion when he got to them. And he got up and tried to give them the word, the prophetic word of God. And he said, God, these people are hard-headed. They won't listen to me. They won't have anything to do with me. He said, I'm out of here. I'm done. I'm finished with these people. I wonder if anybody ever felt that way. Come on, huh? I'm out of here. I'm done. I've had people sit in my office and say to me, I'm done with this marriage. I ain't doing it no more. I'm finished. I can't take it no more. I'm finished. I'm done. I've had people sit in my office in this place and say, I'm out of business. I ain't doing it no more. I'm tired of fighting it. I'm through. I'm done. I'm finished. They had reached the level of their capacity and couldn't take any more. Jeremiah said, while I was in a wayfaring place. Everybody say a wayfaring place. In other words, he went to a timeshare resort out in the middle of the desert. That means it was nice. While I was in my resort, he said, all of a sudden, what was inside of me, this thing, this burden, it began to bear on the inside of me, and my eyes began to be consumed with tears, and fountains of water began to run out of my eyes, and I could not stop weeping over the people that God had called me to. He said, I tried to resist. I tried to not weep over them, but because I realized that those people were my people, then that meant that their problems were my problems, and their opportunities were my opportunities, and their struggles were my struggles. He said, it became like a fire that was shut up in my bones until I finally got up out of my resort in the desert, and I went back to the place of my burden, and I began to pour my heart out to a people that needed to hear the word of God. Then the blessing comes. Somebody say, then the blessing comes. Listen to me today. Your blessing always comes when you have a burden, and your burden will always bring you to a blessing. You cannot have one without the other. People say, well, Pastor, I just want to be blessed. Do you know what a burden it is to be blessed? You say, well, what are you talking about, Pastor? It's a burden to be poor. No, it's not. Don't tell me it's a burden to be poor. It's a whole lot harder to be rich than it is to be poor. Come on, somebody, amen. When you're poor, you ain't got nothing to manage. You got to worry about making payroll for nobody? No, y'all ain't going to help me. Come on now. I've met a lot of homeless people. I've never met a homeless person stressed out. Never. They ain't got nothing to be stressed out about because they ain't got no responsibility. Come on, amen. Most homeless people can fit everything they got into a grocery cart or a plastic bag. They're not stressing about nothing. They're not stressing that Donald Trump got elected president. They're not stressing that bombs went off in Syria. They're not stressing if somebody's electric bill got turned off. They don't care. Matter of fact, most of them don't even know who the president of the United States is right now. Because they're not worried about it. They ain't stressed out about it and don't care about it. Come on, help me somebody. Amen. You say, why is that? Because they don't have a burden. They don't have a burden for it, therefore they ain't got no blessing. Praise the Lord, amen. If you don't have a burden, you don't have a blessing. Somebody said one time, well, I want to be a multimillionaire. Well, you better really think it through. Come on, you don't know how hard it is to manage a multimillion-dollar business. This business is a multimillion-dollar business. I'm not bald because it's cute. Come on, somebody, amen. You want the blessing of $1 million? Then you're going to have the burden of payroll. You're going to have the burden of insurances. You're going to have the burden of people calling out from the job sick. You're going to have the burden of everybody calling you all the time, texting you in the middle of the night. You're going to have the burden of being worried about it, whether you got enough money to make your bills every month, pay all your... Come on, somebody. Because the blessing comes with a burden. Come on, huh? Somebody said, well, I want to be a gold medalist at the Olympics. I just want to stand up there on that podium at the Olympics and just get my gold medal. Well, how many know you can't get the blessing of a gold medal unless you lock yourself away for 5 years and work out in a gym 10 hours a day and eat food that tastes like dirt and drink things that you can't hardly stomach and work out and puke and work hard while all your friends are going out on Friday night and buying new cars and having a good time? How many know you ain't going to get no gold medal unless you work for it? Because the blessing always comes with a burden. So, man, I want a great marriage. Well, hello. You can't get a great marriage unless you work at it. Because the blessing of a marriage comes with a burden of a marriage. You got to have somebody that sleeps in a bed with you, somebody that'll use the bathroom in front of you, somebody that won't take no lip off of you, that knows you better than you know yourself. If you want the blessing of being married, then you got to take the burden of being married. Whoa, I feel the Holy Ghost. All success comes as a result of sacrifice. Say that with me. All success comes as a result of sacrifice. There is no success in life without sacrifice. And there is no sacrifice that you make that will eventually not lead you to success. Every sacrifice pays off in the long run. Even if you don't see immediate results. Jesus proved that this week. The greatest sacrifice ever made in the history of all humanity was at a cross on a Friday. The greatest success of all humanity was on a Sunday in front of an empty tomb. Come on, somebody. You cannot have a resurrection if you don't have a cross. Praise the Lord. Because all success requires sacrifice. Listen, anything that costs you nothing ain't worth nothing. I'll try that again because I think about half of you missed it. Anything, come on, somebody. I mean, anything that costs you nothing ain't worth nothing. Praise the Lord. Amen. If it didn't cost you something, it ain't worth anything. David said, I will never give to God anything that doesn't cost me something. I know it's easy to give away something if you got plenty of it.
Well, so I gave $50,000 to the church last year.
Well, you made $5 million, you cheapskate. Didn't cost you nothing. And somebody said, I put $10 in the offering this week. It was half of everything I had. I mean, that's a sacrifice. That's some good preaching. Praise the Lord.
Hello, this is Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I want to thank you for participating in the Revealing Truth radio broadcast and supporting this vital ministry to the community. Many of you have been instrumental in bringing the revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ to South Florida. Your generous tax-deductible donations help us reach a potential audience of 30,000 people every day. We are excited to announce to you today that giving to this ministry has become even easier. Will you please take a moment and text the word radio to 772-800-2464. Again, text the word radio to 772-800-2464. Then just follow the easy one-time setup and you can become a monthly supporter of The Revealing Truth. I want to thank you for your support today and being a covenant partner with The Revealing Truth radio broadcast. For more information on becoming a covenant partner, you can email me directly at pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. The address again is pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. It would be a great honor to have you partner with us as we seek to bring revival to South Florida. God bless you today, and thank you again for your generosity and all of your support. Again, text radio to 772-800-2464 and be a covenant partner today. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
Most people today only give God what's left over. Most people in the church only give God what's left over. Come on, amen. We truthfully, if we're going to be honest with ourselves, most of the time we don't give God our best. We don't give him our best time. We don't give him our best money. We don't give him our best talent. We don't give him our best energy. We give him what we got left at the end of the week, if we got anything left at the end of the week. Because the week done beat the hell out of us. Come on, somebody, amen. If I got some time left, you can have it, Jesus, on Sunday. If I can. If I got some time, Jesus, and I'm not too tired because I'm so worn out, I'll get up an hour early and I'll read my Bible and I'll pray. And I'll dedicate myself to you once a month. And then we feel good about the once a month commitment. We're just giving God our leftovers all the time. Leftovers, 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 left. And we expect God going to bless that? No. I don't care how big the check is you write. If it's your leftover, he ain't blessing it. If it's your first fruit, you better watch out because you just made a sacrifice and blessings are about to overtake you. Praise the Lord. Every blessing comes with a burden. There's no success without sacrifice. I mean, the one that was sitting on the ass was the blessing for the whole world. He's the one that came to bring the blessing. He said, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Guess how he comes? Riding on an ass. Come on, somebody. Amen. I mean, when you look at the definition of an ass, if you just go look up what an ass is, it's not your neighbor or your friend. How many know that? The definition of an ass is called a beast of burden. Everybody say beast of burden. It's a beast that knows how to carry a burden. Come on, huh? Guess how Jesus is coming into our city? Somebody's got to get a burden. Jesus ain't coming to this city unless you get a burden for it. Jesus ain't even coming to your house unless you get a burden for it. He's not coming to Truth Church unless we get a burden. Come on, somebody say, I need to get a burden. Huh? I wonder how many people in here this morning are willing to let Jesus ride you into the city. Really. Have a burden for the city. Have a burden for our neighborhoods. Have a burden for our community. It's so easy in the commercialization of the United States of America to make our lives all about us all the time. And we become consumed with our needs. We become consumed with our desires. And we think that the pursuit of our needs and the pursuit of our desires is the answer to all life's problems. And we think that if we'll get up and say, I'm a Christian, talk to Jesus once or twice a day, that he's going to bless it. And the only burden we have really in our life oftentimes is for the stuff we want. And we've become marketed in our Christian culture where everything in our relationship about Jesus, we make it about us and our issues and our problems. And I just want to say this to you. We have, in this generation, we have forgotten how to serve. We've forgotten how to give our life away. Take all of our cares and cast them on the Lord. Instead, we've become so consumed with our cares, we can't cast nothing. I'm looking for some people that will say, Pastor, we're going to see this city change. We're going to see our neighborhoods change. I have a burden for the lost. I have a burden for children. I have a burden for seniors. I have a burden for the homeless. I have a burden. Come on, somebody. I want to be that kind of church. A church that changes and marks a community with the power of the Holy Ghost. And I just want to invite you to do it with me. To really be a servant. To really give your life away. If you say, Pastor, that's me. I want to be that person. And I want to take a step of faith today by standing up in this room saying, I'm going to be committed to whatever God calls me to do. And I'm going to make my life about his agenda and not mine. Stand to your feet because we're going to go somewhere this year. We bless you, Jesus.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772 772- 762-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbus. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the rising sun.
Beautiful.